Blues in the Night by Rochelle Critch. To our newlyweds, Miera and Daniel, and to our newest blessings, Adina Esther, Jonathan Jared, Julia Ann, our hearts are full. Chapter 1. It was the nightgown that hooked me. Sunday, July 13th, 1:46 a.m., near Lookout Mountain in Laurel Canyon. An unidentified woman in her mid to late 20s, wearing a nightgown, was the victim of a hit-and-run accident that left her unconscious and seriously injured. There were no witnesses. That's how my copy would read in next Tuesday's edition of the crime sheet. We're not talking Chandler or Hammett, just the facts, ma'am. There would be no speculation about the nightgown mentioned in the police report or about the woman wearing it. Had she been in distress, I wondered? Desperate, maybe, her hair flying behind her like a banner as she dashed across the serpentine road, oblivious of the oncoming car? Had she been running for help or away from something or someone? Had she been looking behind her in that final moment before the car slammed into her, several tons of metal crushing muscle and delicate bone, or paralyzed by the headlights, feral eyes gleaming menace in the dark, moonless night? My editor, who constantly carps about lack of space, would probably cut the nightgown. People don't care what she was wearing, Molly, he'd argue. For me, the nightgown was key. And in my opinion, it's details like this that give the crime sheet its quirky flavor. I'm a freelance reporter, and I collect data from the Los Angeles Police Department for a section in the local independent throwaways that people read to find out what crimes are taking place in their neighborhoods and figure out how nervous they should be.